Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Let's just talk a little bit about what Norma said for a second. She talked about her, I think she said her father, who was a good man, but he wasn't a believer. We should pray for the souls of people who die. We call them, those who are Catholic, or in general, people who are baptized, we call them the souls of the faithful departed. And we should pray for them, the souls in purgatory. Now, what about somebody who is not a believer? What about a person who just did not give any evidence that he or she believed in God? And remember what Jesus said. He says in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, he says, "No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Now, he's talking about some people, some men, who were killed in Galilee, or at least they were Galileans. 18 of them were killed when a tower fell. So they were on or in this tower, it fell, and they all died. And Jesus says in verse 4, he says, "Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Now, he's not referring to a tower falling on you. He's not speaking of physical death. He's saying that if you don't repent in this life before you die, you will go to hell. That's what he's saying. So when you consider this in light of people that you love and care about, and you know that at least from everything that you could see, yeah, he was a good man. He drove the speed limit. He paid his taxes. He was kind to his wife. He was, a friend to animals. He was honest as the day is long. And you can accumulate many different natural virtues. None of those things will save anybody. Please understand this. None of those good qualities that we love to see in people, those are the kind of people we like to hang out with. But those won't save you. As Jesus said, unless you repent, you too will also perish. So the key here is faith. Faith and repentance are necessary for salvation. And that's the sad thing, is that in many instances, you're left with memories of a person that you dearly loved or you cared about, who was a good person, but who was never a believer, who never repented. Now, at least as far as you know. So that leads us to the second question, is should you pray for people who, by all appearances, were not believers and died in what you would assume would be the state of mortal sin because they never had faith in Jesus Christ and they never repented, as far as you know? The answer to that question is yes, you should pray for them. And the reason you should pray for them is because you and I do not know what the state of the soul was in those last moments, nor do we know the ways in which God's grace was working in that person's soul in those moments leading up to death. Once you die, that's it. As it says in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed to a man to die once and then the judgment. So no karma, no reincarnation, none of that stuff. When you're done, you're done. You get your exit interview, and then you find out. You find out definitively from God himself whether you're going to be with him forever for all eternity in happiness in heaven, or you're going to go to hell forever alienated from him in eternal misery, or as Jesus says, the fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels, the eternal fire, he says. So my reason for going along on this particular topic is all of us needs to get it out of your mind, just eliminate this notion that just because somebody is good that he necessarily goes to heaven. Just because, and none of us really knows the secrets of the human heart. I mean, you and I see the externals only. I'm looking at somebody like Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers on TV. I mean, talk about a guy who's like, he exudes goodness. I mean, he's dead now, but he exuded goodness. He just, like, everything about him seemed really good. He was thoughtful and caring and loving and sensitive and generous and hardworking and virtues galore from a natural standpoint. Now, I am hopeful that I see Mr. Rogers in heaven. And man, I'm going to come up to him if I see him in heaven and say, "What a wonderful day in the neighborhood to meet you here, Mr. Rogers. That's cool." But the point is that Mr. Rogers will not go to heaven. Again, he's already died. May he rest in peace. He's not going to go to heaven on the basis of being nice, of being good. Nobody will. Because if you could go to heaven just because you're a good person and you're generous and you're kind and you pay your taxes and you're a friend to animals and you're the best husband and, you know, all you can just enumerate any number of natural virtues like that, not one of them or all of them combined is going to get anyone into heaven. That's a supernatural gift that we need, and that is given to us by God, and that means that we have to repent and believe. Faith without works is dead, as St. James says. Works without faith are useless. You can work, work, work all you want, be a good person all you want. If you don't have faith, that's worthless. So my point is, don't forget to pray for people who have died. Pray for them. And I don't mean think about them. This is one of the problems of our generation. Nowadays, it seems that so many people, they confuse or they equate thinking about somebody. You know, my prayers and thoughts are with you. It's kind of an empty slogan for many people. If you're thinking about somebody, that's great, but that's not praying for them. Praying is an active conversation with God in which you, in this case, you're supplicating on behalf of that person. You are petitioning God to grant mercy and forgiveness to the person that you're praying for, if that person has already passed on. That's praying. Thinking about somebody is not praying. So the first thing I want to emphasize here, and this is as much for me as for anyone else, we all need to hear this, pray for the souls of the faithful departed. Pray for them. Pray the rosary every day. We're doing the 54-day novena, rosary novena right now. We're going to have tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central, we're going to have the novena. I'm going to share with you a little bit more information about that in a moment. But don't neglect to pray for the souls in purgatory. Second thing, so that's the first thing. We have a duty and obligation to pray for them. The second thing is, remember in your own life that you may look at yourself and say, well, I'm a good person, therefore I'm going to go to heaven. No, that's not how it works. You may say, well, I'm not like, I mean, look at those people over there, carousing and, you know, all the terrible stuff they're doing. And look at that. I'm not like them. I'm a good person. I'm not Jeffrey Epstein, or I'm not, you know, Saddam Hussein, or I'm not, you know, fill in the blank. That doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It doesn't mean anything one way or the other. If you want to go to heaven, repent of your sins, believe in Jesus Christ, and follow him. That's the only way to be saved. It's the only way you can go to heaven. Now, you may say, well, what about those people who never heard about Jesus? Well, the church says, as the Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says, God wills that all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So the church's answer to that question, if you say, well, what about all those people who don't explicitly repent or they don't believe, and what happens to them? Well, all other things being equal, they're not going to go to heaven unless, because as it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, because God wills that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, what that means is that there must be some way that all men could, and by men I mean everybody, could be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. It doesn't mean that all will. It just means that it must be possible, including for those people who never heard about Jesus, including for people, whether because of their location or the time in which they lived or the culture or whatever, could be a mental deficiency. It could be any number of things. But if through no fault of their own, they just were not, it was not possible for them to know in any explicit sense about Jesus Christ, what the church says is, God, in a way known only to him, because he is sovereign, he can do whatever he wants, however he wants to do it, whenever he wants to do it, for whomever he wants to do it. God can grant grace to those people, and he very well may be doing that in ways that we just don't know about. And you may see people like that in heaven and say, whoa, you were never a Catholic. You were never a Christian. And then you'll hear the tale of how God worked his mercy in the minds and the hearts of that person, the mind and heart of that person, and so on and so forth. I just think this is one of those topics that we don't hear enough about. And I'll summarize it again with that point. Don't make the mistake of thinking that just because you're a good person, that means you're going to heaven.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com.